We are on Daf, Pei Tes, Amid Aleph. Before we see Tosfos, just let's refresh our memory. Amar, this is the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Tosfos Hano, Hoyl Vosel, Yodon, Neymar Bamilse, Tosfos Hano, Leisha Havia. But the Tevis Hano belongs to the Isha. That means she sells the Ksuba, the Tevis Hano, so it belongs to her. It doesn't go to the Baal. There'd be a Sforet to say, as we had mentioned yesterday, that it should belong completely to the Baal. It should be considered as the Peiris of the Ksuba. That means she possessed a schus gviya, and this materialized by selling it and getting money for it. So it'd be a svara to say that this should be considered peiros of the ksuba that she has, and he should have a schus achilas peiros. And Abaye said, no, it does not belong to him, it belongs to her. Rove was Maisif, Omar Rove, Hilchese, Tevis Hano, Leisha. The same the way Abaye said. Rove is Maisif, Vein HaBaal, Oichel Peiris. That the Baal does not eat Peiris. That means, even though it's hers, it'd be perhaps a Svara to say, that just like all of her other possessions, the din is that she's like Keiach Karka Nabal Eichel Peiris. So perhaps this is hers, that the Baal should eat Peiris. It's Kamash Melon, that he doesn't have a Schus Achilles Peiris from this Tevis Hano. Now, let us, and Rav said, the reason for this is, my time, Peire Tekino Le Rabono, Peire, de peire, loy tekino le rabona. Now we have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara's text. So let us see what Tosfos says. Peire, de peire, loy tekino le rabona. Hainu, bemili, da osu me alme. Kigoin Tevis Hano de Ksube, Kigoin Goinev Vlad Behemis Maluk, Mishalem Kaifel Leisha Kedemrone, Kedemrinen, Bereisha Isha Shanoflalo Nechosim, Mishum de Leitakinu Leira Bonon, Pere de Pere. Aber Peire de Peire dosi migufoi kein blad blodois peimis meluk pshita dit kinu lai rabonon kedisnan loilam huoichol peiri peiris. Now, let us first try to understand the Gemara in Ksubis, and then we'll come to our Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis says as follows. The Gemara in Ksubis says that, let's say, Isha had a behemoth, and the behemoth had a blad. So the vlad of the behemah belongs to the husband. This is nichsei meluk. This is mamish. This is the peiris of the behemah. She brought in the behemah of nichsei meluk, and the vlad is peiris nichsei meluk, which belongs to the behemah, which belongs to the baal. Now someone stole this vlad, a ganev, and the ganev has to pay kefil, so he pays kefil. So the Gemara says something very interesting. The Karen, he pays to the Baal. The Vlad belonged to him. It was his Vlad. So he's paying the Karen for the Vlad. This is in place of the Vlad which was stolen. So the Karen, he pays to the Baal. The Kefil is a profit that a Nignav acquires. If someone steals, you pay Kefil. This is a peire da osi mealme. This is a profit that is not that does not come directly from the first peiri. It's a peiri da'osi me'alme. It's a prophet that came me'alme. They never were misakin that a baal is zoiche in peiris da'osi me'alme. So that means even though the vlad is his, and al pi cheshben, so his vlad was stolen, but Chazal never said it's yours only, legabi the vlad, but because this is yours, that you should be zoiche, a peiri da'osi me'alme, you won't zoiche this. That means the behemoth is hers, and because the behemoth says you have a schus to have the vlad, and if the vlad will have another vlad, it'll also be yours, that's peiri the peiri, that's, all that is right. But you never was zoiche to acquire a peiri da'osi me'alme, that he's a zaitike prophet, that is not a direct, that does not come directly from the Nichsei Maluk, that you won't zeiche. So even though the peiri is yours, the vlad is yours, but the kefil, which is a revach that came me'alme, through the stealing of your vlad, you won't zeiche to that. Legabi that, it belongs to her. You never had a schus in peiri da'osi me'alme. So there, the lashon of the gemara is very good. Peiri de peiri le tekina le rabbonim, because that means even though the peiri, the vlad belongs to you, but that the peiri, that you, the kefil, which is a peiri that's coming from this vlad, you never was zeiche in that peiri. Peiri da'osi me'alme le tekina le rabbonim, even though it's coming from your vlad. Now, our Gemara, really, we have a member of Abaye, and we have a member of Rav. Abaye said, if she sold, let's say she had a shibud on his karkois for her ksube, she has a schus for the ksube, and now, she sold it for Toivas Hano. So this money, this is a investment that a person will give money, maybe. Maybe the husband will die first, and it'll be, it's only available to acquire the ksuba. So this investment does not belong to the Baal. The money, this does not belong to the Baal. We don't consider this a peire that came out from Hershus Ksube, because this is a peire da'osa me'al. So this bemesim is a svara of Abaye. Abaye was speaking of a svara why he shouldn't take the whole teivus hano. So Abaye said he doesn't take the so the reason for this, Abaye didn't say a reason, Abaye just brought a raya. But the reason why he doesn't get the Dmei Toivis Hano, this is a Peiri de Osamiyam. Fine. Now, Rove is going a step further. Fine. Peiri de Osamiyam does not belong to the Baal. Fine. But does he get in this Peiri de Osamiyam Aschus Lechel Peiris? That means, Benashi is money. Good. You could look at this money as this Peiri. This peiri grew out of her schus in the ksube. So it goes directly to him. So that Abaye holds no. Peiri da'osa ma'alme le'tkina le'rabot. But now Rav said another shaf. So belongs to her. But whenever it belongs to her, he gets a schus achilas peiris and that. So let her now buy a karka from this teivus hano, and he'll get a schus achilas peiris and that. That was Rav's need. But you can't figure this out from Abaye. So Rava said, a peiri, from a peiri, the osam me'alma, he doesn't get a schus achilas peiris also. That means if she acquired this through osam me'alma, he doesn't have a schus achilas peiris. So that lechayres pshat and tois. Hainu, b'mili the osam me'alma, He doesn't have a schus peiri that the peiri should belong to him, and then Amili does arm, he doesn't have a schus peiri the peiri. Let's see, get the lashon of Tosfos going toivus hanodik sube, which the toivus hano is a peiri the yosim mealme, or going goinev vlad behemis maluk. If someone stole the vlad behemis maluk, the mishalim kefil leisha. You don't pay him the kefil. Kedemrin bereish isha shenof lola nechosim. Mishum delay tekinu lay rabbonon peire de peire. That means even though this peire is his, but the kefil, which is a peire de osem yalme, he doesn't get. Avol peire de peire de osem igufe. But if you'll have a peire de peire, which is osem igufe, kigoyim, Vlad Vlodois Behemis Maluk. That means she brought in a behemoth. The behemoth had a Vlad, and the Vlad had another Vlad. Such a peiri de peiri, which comes directly, this is a direct poil yoitse from the Nichse Maluk. The Nichse Maluk gives out peiris and peiri de peiris. That belongs to him. Kedisnan lo'ilam hu'oichel peiri peiris. Venire. So now, Tosfos wants to differentiate. We have a lashon in our Gemara. We have a lashon in the Gemara in Ksubis. And really, the two lashonis are speaking about two different things. And Tosfos wants to say not only is it speaking about two different things, but the halachis are different over there than over here. Now, we have a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says like this. A ganav stole a Vlad that belonged to the Baal. So the shaila is, does he get the kefil? So the Gemara, does the kefil belong to him? This is a peiri that comes out from his Vlad. He had a Vlad, so now it was stolen, you get kefil for it. So the Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about, does this kefil belong to him? Completely. So Gemara says, Peiri de Peiri leit kinyale rabon. This kefil does not belong to him. Period. Now, let us just put into parentheses, it belongs to her. What will be the din when she takes this kefil? Is she mechuyev to purchase a karke and he'll get the peiris from that? The Gemara doesn't talk about that. The Gemara over there is talking about if the kefil belongs to him. No, it belongs to her, not to him. But the Gemara there is not speaking about this shaila, if she can take the kefil for herself completely, or she has to buy a kalke and he's oichel peiris. The Gemara doesn't speak about it. Rava is speaking about over here, the whole Rava was speaking about that the Tovus Hano was a Peiri, the Osimi Alma, that belongs to her. And Rava was speaking about that we don't tell her this Peiri, the Osimi Alma, he does not have a schus that she should be Lekeach Karka with this Tovus Hano, he should have Peiris from that. So Agamore is speaking about that he should get a schus achilas peiris from the peire da osim miyalme, and the Gemara in Ksubis is speaking about that he should keep the peire da osim miyalme. It's both the same lashonis, but we're speaking about two different things. So Tosfos says, ila halacha, Tosfos says, I feel there's a difference between over there and over here. V'nire de peire leitkine le rabbonon da osim lehavi ki hai doch. It is not the same like over here. Nehei the mishalim kefil leisha, even though the kefil belongs to the isha. Nire the ba'oisei kefil yilkach karke v'hu oichel peiris. Because between you and me, the kefil is being paid for the loss of his behemoth. So he's also a mechutin in the kefil that is being paid. So therefore, he gets aschus achilas peiris from the kapel. In our Gemara, that the whole peri da'osid me'alma the toivas hano is completely hers. He has no schus in that peri. Here Rav has said that the peri will also not belong to him. Niranami de Koshkein, Goyne Behemis Mulug Atmo, Zicha de Meshalim Kefo Leisha, because that is a peri de Osi me alme, and that Zicha belongs to her, that Zicha belongs to her. Let us go further in the Gemara. Ki also Rav Poppe and Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua me beirav. When Rav Poppe and Rav Huna bereid Yeshua came from the yeshiva of Rav, Omri, they said, Tanino letakonis isha. We have a raya to takonis isha. That means, we had learned on the Pechesim at base that Shmuel said that even though Kinyan Peres lavke Kinyan Aguf, and someone who possesses a Kinyan Aguf is capable of selling it, but Nichsei Maluk, which theoretically she should be able to sell because he doesn't have a Kinyan, she should be able to sell because his Kinyan Peres is lavke Kinyan Aguf. Takonas Usha was that she's not capable of selling it. They were masakin that his kinyan peiros is like a kinyan aguf, or they gave him a kinyan aguf. Bekitzo, she's not capable of selling it. So Rav Poppe v'Huna b'Rav Yeshua said, I have a raya from our Mishnah that there is such a concept of takonas usha, and she is not capable of selling the nechsei maluk. Now, what's the raya from our Mishnah? A Mishnah says as follows, Ha'eved v'isha p'giyosan ro. If an eved v'isha was mazik someone, so it's pretty bad for the nechbal, for the nizik. Why? Ha'chayvel ben chayv. If someone is chayvel in them, he has to pay them. V'heim she'chavlu b'acherim p'turim. But if an eved knani or an isha were b'acherim p'turim, they're potim because they don't have any money. They don't have any money, so Mamela, so the Nechbal doesn't have with what to be Teveya from them. They don't have any money. So they asked Amira de Kekash, the Isal Kedaitoch, Lesser Litakonasusha. If you'll tell me that there's no such concept of Takonasusha, and every Isha is capable of selling her Nichsei Maluk. So Mamela, what is Pshad and Isha doesn't have money? Muchachi she doesn't have money. Tazben Nichsei Maluk v'titen lei. Let her go and sell the Nichsei Maluk. She has money. The Baal is now eating Peiris. The Nichsei Maluk belongs to her. She's capable of selling her Nichsei Maluk. So let her go and sell the Nichsei Maluk. Why can't she sell the Nirsim? Look, she has money. Is a raya to takonas usha. Chazal said that even though he only has a Kenyan Peiris, it's like he's the Bailim on the Nirsim. Look, and she can't sell it now. Correct the Gemara. Let me ask you a kasha. L'taymeich, according to you, mehei nami de'isei l'takonas usha, you're right. She can't sell it. Le'motzi mizavna legamri, she can't sell her nichsei maluk legamri. She can't be mafkiyit from him. That means if she'd be able to sell it, so if she dies, he won't yashin her. And if he dies, it's zichasol, if she could sell it. You're saying she can't sell it. So Mamela, if she dies, the Mechira isn't chal. But, Abotaz bin l'nichse maluk p'tay v'sano v'titen lei. But she can zicha, the nichse maluk She can sell b'toivas hano. That means if he dies, or he gives her a get, so the nichsim aluk ozicha belong to her. The nichsim aluk ozicha belong to her. So let her sell the nichsim aluk on the tonight. That means that she's selling on a t'nai that if he dies, so she's going to acquire it, and the mechira will be chal. Afilu yehold, but if she'll sell it, when for after he dies, it's not called a davar shlomo leolam, Tosfos said in Yevamos. So let her sell on the tzad sofik. She can't sell it for the full face value, because if she dies, she can't sell it. But let her sell it on the tzad that he's going to die, or he'll give her a get, and she'll sell it for a fraction of the value. A person will give her, let's say, if we're speaking about, let's say it is worth, the nichsim aluk were worth 1,000 sous. So a person will give her 100 sous to purchase for an investment. He might get with this 100 sous, either he'll lose it or he'll get 1,000 sous. I make nine amidisa le takon esusha le motzi mizavna le gamri tazbin le nichsim aluk v'toyves hano. V'titen le. So afilu, we don't hold off takon esusha, that she can't sell it le gamri. Let her be able to sell it, that Bechir will be chal when it's also liyodo, if he dies, he gives her again. So what's the terror to this kasha? Elo the last law. So you have to say that the Mishnah speaking about, she didn't possess Nichsim Aluk. You mentioned yesterday that it was Bechal Nichsim Aluk was not such a shriach tikazah. So the Mishnah speaking about that she doesn't possess Nichsim Aluk. So that you have to say on this kasha. Ochinami de leslo. So memela on your kasha, it's also narai. Could be she could sell a legamri. Could be there's no such thing as takona sushe. Why doesn't she have money? She could sell the nichsim aluk. It's speaking about she doesn't have nichsim aluk. You're forced to say she doesn't have nichsim aluk. I saw that Vayaka brings down a Sheklech HaKasha on Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah says, it says that in Nizgar Sheisha Chayom L'Shalim, Sherei Metchila Hein and the Pezayin of Adal, Sherei Metchila Hein Chayom Elashein Lamal L'Shalim. So Rashi says she couldn't sell the nichsim meluk. It's mishubodim labal peiris liyerusha. So that lachayr is not like our gemara. I mean, whatever it is, she could have zichet sold for the tevis hano. And the only eights of the gemara in this kasha, she doesn't have nichsim meluk. And Rashi seems to ignore the maskonas ha-gemore and says a pesateret. Maybe Rashi means takonasusha that she can't sell it, legamri, but let her sell it with the tevis hano. So this is a difficult Rashi. So now we're speaking about our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, the Mishnah says that she doesn't have money with what to pay the nizik. Like the Gemara, okay, I guess she'll let her sell the nixim aluk. She doesn't have nixim aluk. Fine. Like the Gemara, the tazmin ksuboso b'tayves hano b'titin, let her go and sell the ksuba b'tayves hano. She has money. That means there's a ksuba that is a suffix if her husband left to pay the ksuba. Maybe you'll give her a get or die. He has to pay the ksubit. Maybe she'll die. She wants to pay the ksubit. So al kaponim, this ksuba has a market value. So memela, so let us sell the ksuba and we'll pay up the nizik. So the Gemara says, "Amani Rameri, the Omar also leilonim sheyishes ishtay afilo sheachas b'lo ksuba." No, she can't sell the ksuba. The mission is going according to Rameya. Rameya holds that it is also to be with his wife without a ksuba. She'll sell the ksuba, so she doesn't have a ksuba. Correct the Gemara. One second. The time of my good, I hear. Rameya holds that true, that it's also to be with a wife without a ksuba. But what's the reason? Kadesh leitekala ba'inov leitzia. That means, Rameya holds, if the husband can easily give her a get without worrying that he'll have to pay a ksuba, so that's not called issues. That's not called that they're married, by the drop of a pin, he could give her a get, and there's nothing that's holding him back. That's why Rameya said that before, when he gives a get, he has to know he'll have to spend money to pay her the ksuba, and that restrains him from giving her a get. That's issue, so we know that they're married. A get will not come about too easy. If that's the time of Rameya, the time of my Kadesh Leitekala Be'inav Leitzia, Hochilei Megarish Lo. So there's no problem if she sells the ksuba. She'll sell the ksuba. She won't get the ksuba 100%. But if he gives her a get, Lekech is gonna get the ksuba. So the sibe to restrain himself from giving a get is still in existence. So we're back with the kasha. So why does the Mishnah say she doesn't have any money? She doesn't have any money to pay the nizik. Sure she has money. Let her sell the ksuba. And then she'll have with them, but the tevis hanor, she'll pay the nizik. So Mamele, he will not easily give her a get because they have to pay the lekuches. So the Gemara says, "Ela toivas ano milininu, umili loy mishtapti." Toivas ano is not mishubit. That's not called. She possesses something that should be mishubit to the nizik. Radachsma, I saw in Dvar Yake wants to explain this Gemara as follows. That means whatever a person possesses is mishubit to the nizik. She owes money to the nizik. You have something, but it's mishubit to the nizik. The Emerson, she really doesn't have anything. She has, a person can make an investment on a suffix. She doesn't have anything to sell in reality. What is she selling? If my husband dies and gives me a get, there's money to give. If not, I'm not selling you anything. So she really doesn't have anything to sell. But it's a dreidel. She can get money through offering someone an investment on a gamble. That is what she has. But that is not really called that she has money. She can make money through a dreidel. But that's not called she has money. So the Gemara wanted to say, Al teves ano mili ninu, mili le mishtati. So the Gemara says, Alam aloi, why shouldn't it be mishubit? Lemaise, there's a market value for it. Mili de mizdavni bedinri nino. Lemaise, there's a market value. There is such a market, you can sell a suffix, and there's a price for it. So why shouldn't we force her to sell the ksuba and the tevis hano, and let the nizik get paid? Let us see what Rashi says. Umili loy mishtabdi l'nizik. So the Gemara says, fine. I'll tell you a different tellus. Ella mishum dishmu. The reason why we don't force her to sell the ksube is this, if we're going to force her to sell the ksube, you think we're forcing her, she'll show us that you can't force her. Why? The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Amar de Kechidish, Hamoicher shtachoyv lechaveret. Reuven had a shtachoyv. That means like this. Reuven, Shimon borrowed money from Reuven. He borrowed $100 from Reuven. And Reuven has a shtachoyv, and the shtachoyv it says that Shimon owes him $100. Now, Reuven goes and takes the shtachoyv and sells it to Levi. He sells it to Levi, that, so the purpose of the selling is that now the chayv is yours, and you'll be given the chayv from Shimon. So Shmuel said, Amir de Kechidish, Amoicha shtachayv lechaveicha, v'chazar umachno. Now Reuven goes over to Levi and says, Amoicha you the chayv. After he sells he went over to Shimon. Reuven sold the shtar, Shimon owed Reuven $100. Reuven takes the shtar of Shimon, sells it to Levi. And then Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, I'm Eichel Yudachai. V'chaza umachol imachol. And not only could Reuven be Eichel Shimon, if Reuven dies, and he has a son, Chanoich, Chanoich can also be Meichel Shimon. Ve'afilu Yairish Meichel. So Memele, before we go into the lumdus of Shmuel, let us try to understand the Teretz. Let us see Rashi. V'chazar ha-Meichel u'mocha lo'imoch. Hilkach, yimrinin lo tazbin, if we'll tell her, go and sell Bezin. Bezin wants to put their foot down. No, Yoisha, she was mazik someone. This Isha was mazik someone. She has to pay up now. So the Bezin will force her. Bezin will force her. No, you have a ksube. You sell it for Tevis Hano. It's, even though it's you're losing, we don't care. You sell it for Tevis Hano. And you give this Tevis Hano to the Nizik. So the Gemara says, but you know, since you're forcing her for this, and she has no intent of doing this, you want to force her. So she's on the best terms with her husband, so she'll be Michael, her husband, the Ksube. Why should her husband should have to pay 200 zuz to this Lekeach? The best force me to sell him for 50. I should sell it to him for 50 zuz, and my husband will pay him 200 zuz. She'll be meichel her husband the ksube. She'll be meichel her husband the ksube. Vehi adra meichel ksubasa labal. Hayel va'al kocha hi meichos. You're forcing her to sell her. You want to show that adin yikivesah, you're going to force her to sell the ksube in order that the nizik should get paid. Well, that you could do. You'll force her to sell the ksube, but she, if she could avoid her husband having to pay the lekeach by being meichel the husband, she'll be meichel the husband. So she'll be meichel the husband. And the lekeach is going to lose from this eisik. So Mamelo, that's why this is not an ideal eisik. That's what the Gemara says. Now, before we go further, let us just mention for a few minutes, what is the lumdus of Shmuel's halacha? This is a very difficult halacha to understand. Reuven sold a shtar chayv that he had from Shimon to Levi, and then after he sold it, he goes over and he's Meichel Shimon. How could he be Meichel Shimon after he sold the chayv to Levi? He doesn't possess the chayv anymore. The chayv belongs to Levi, so how is he capable of being Meichel Shimon? That is a tremendous problem. And let us just mention three mahalchim, how to understand the halacha of Shmuel. There's one mahalach, this is a mechira d'rabbanon, min ha-teire achoyv, one is not capable of selling achoyv. The shibut could be, the shibut what the malva possesses could be is considered a dovasheni b'shusa, you can't sell it. Or could be there's no maise kinyan that enables the moicha to sell the chayv. The shtar, the chayv is not in the shtar. By selling the shtar, the chayv, you're not making a maise kinyan on the chayv, so it's not a real maise kinyan on the chayv. Or could be a chayv is not transferable. The whole mechira is only, I'm giving him a koyach harsho. I'm giving him a koyach harsho to be goyve the chayv. So, there's another reason. The Rabbi Natam says, there's a shibud aguf that a loiva owes personally to the malva. There's a shibud nechosim that the malva is a schus gviya from the nichsei aloiva. And the Rabbi Natam says the malva is only capable of selling the shibud nechosim, cannot sell the shibud aguf. The shibud aguf, so that means every mechira shtaris, when Reuben sells a shtar chayv to Levi, so the shibud nechosim Levi acquired, but Shimon still owes Reuben. The shibud aguf is to Reuben, and the shibud nechosim belongs to Levi. Zok to Rabbi Natam, if Shimon still, the shibud aguf is to Reuben. So if Reuben could be Michael, the shibud aguf, and if there's no shibud aguf, the shibud nechosim falls off automatically. Al tzakam said kol heichad the leka loive leka olam. Nichsi the inish inan arevin loy. The nechosim of a person is an olam for his obligation. And if the malva was meichel, the loiva's obligation, so the shibud nechosim disintegrates. Al kaponim, we have here a few reasons how to understand the halacha of Shmuel. That Shmuel said if a malva sold a chayv to a lekeach, he can still be meichel the loiva. So in our case, if she will sell her ksube to a lekeach, she'll be meichel her husband. Why should her husband have to pay this lekeach? Why should this lekeach get just a gewaldic bargain? He gave 50 zuz and he'll end up with 200 zuz. She'll be meichel her husband. And the lekeach nebuch will lose. So the Gemara says, listen, that's not a terror. There could be a hefsid for the lekeach, that's true. The nizik zikhe is a hefsid. You're not paying the nizik. Frag the Gemara, zvuni zovin, let her sell the ksube. V'tayvus hano. V'titin lei, and let with the money, she'll pay up the nizik. So we accomplish something now. V'imachlo lei legabi ba, and if it'll come out that she was meichel, her husband, Timchala, look, so she'll be Michael. So then, the Lekeach, listen, Ein Sofik Moitzimi Devadai, that means, the Nizik, Zichah has nothing now. You're saying, she shouldn't pay now. She doesn't have any money. She doesn't have money. Let her sell the Ksuba B'tay V'Sama. So you're saying, if she'll sell the Ksuba, and she'll get money for the Ksuba, you'll pay the Nizik, maybe she'll be Michael, her husband, and the Lekeach is going to lose. And again, she doesn't have any money to pay the Lekeach. In fact, the Gemara ain't something mites with Devadai. That could be. There's a possibility. Maybe the Lekeach will lose. Maybe she'll be Meichel Diksub. Maybe she won't. Now, if she won't be Meichel Diksub, so everyone will be satisfied. The Nizik got paid. The Lekeach purchased a Ksub for the Tevis and Nova Ksub. And Shalom Ayeswa. Maybe a Hezek will occur to the Nizik. And she'll have to pay the Nizik when she gets Kiget. But let's do that. This is, at least we're trying to accomplish something. Like this, sitting back and not doing anything, the Nizik is losing. Maybe the lekech will lose. No, no. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. It's not pshat. Maybe the lekech will lose. Omri kol legabe bal vaday mochlalei. No, 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 no. It's not a suffix. If you're gonna force her, this whole thing in your force, she's not interested in selling the ksuba. No, you're forcing her. You sell the ksuba to pay up to Nizik. So she says, I'll show you. I'll be meichel my I'll sell the ksuba and those, and then I'll be meichel my husband. And you'll see, you won't be matzliach. So the lekech will lose. Afsedino lahuzvina biyadayim lo afsedino. So why should we do such a thing? To force her to sell the ksube, realizing that when we force her to sell the ksube, the lekech is going to lose from the seizing. So why should we do such a thing? V'chiteime, frekte gemol, I have a better answer. Taz b'nei nele lahu dechavla bei b'teiva sanah. Oh, let's. Again, the Mishnah says she was chayvul saman. You come to mana the money. I don't have any money. Finished. Come back in 50 years. That's what the Mishnah says. Well, she doesn't have any money. So the Gemara says, no, she has money. Let her sell the ksube, b'teiva sanah. Let her sell the ksube, b'teiva sanah. So Moses says, no, you can't tell the son the ksube because you'll tell the son the ksube, she'll be meichel her husband, lekech is going to lose. So what did you accomplish over here? But the Gemara, let her sell the ksube to the nechbal. Let her sell the ksube to the nechbal. She'll go over to the nechbal. I owe you 50 zuz. I don't have any money. But you know what? The 50 zuz that I owe you, I'll sell you my ksube. Now, you're getting 50 zuz. For these 50 zuz, you're getting an opportunity. You might get 200 zuz. If my husband gives me a get or dies first. Maybe you lose the 50 zuz. Maybe I'll die first. But I'll compone him. She's giving something. We're not telling the Nechbal come back in 50 years. We're giving him now a shavius, and let's hope for the best. Taz b'nei nelei lohu dechav lebei b'toy v'sano v'imachlo legabi bal if she'll be moichel loika mafsit. He's not losing from this. Tahashtanami loimidi koyovsai. He's not losing from this. He has everything to gain and nothing to lose. The lekeich, you're telling me, so we're bringing someone else into the picture who will most probably lose. But him, he's not losing. So the Gemara says, save, save. It's a ridiculous thing to do this. Save, save, kol gabi bal vadi mochlo. This whole thing is ridiculous because she's zicha going to be moichel. So memele, he's not getting anything. I mean, this is a ridiculous setup. I mean, she's zicha. You can't force her. If she doesn't, to force her to sell the ksube, she'll show us what she can do. She'll be meichel the ksube. And some amelus, she didn't make herself business to force her to sell the ksube, and then she'll be meichel. Satruche beidine bechdi loy matrachin. Now, let us see the last Taisvitz. Legabi Bailo Vaday Mochlo. The Gemara is Takash. The Mishnah says she doesn't have any money. So the Gemara says, sure she has money. She has a ksube. Let her sell the ksube b'tayves hano. And that tayves hano should be used as a payment for the hezek she made. The Gemara says, no. It's, she's gonna be meichel her husband. So Mamela, it's not an asik she should sell the teves or not, because whoever purchases it will not get anything from it. Vim taima, V'tazbin lebal gufa, v'taysav leila nechba. Oh, v'taysav amirah dikazah, I have a good answer. Let her go over to husband, and she'll tell the husband, I'm selling you my ksubet. That means like this. You give me $50, 50 zuz. And the 50 zuz is like this. If you give me a get, if you die, you don't have to give me the 200 zuz. Yeah. And if she dies, you didn't gain any, so you lost 50 zuz. So this shavius of Tevis Hano, so she'll get from the husband, and then there's no union to be Michael the husband. Because the husband just purchased with the 50 zuz, he purchased already, then he doesn't have to pay the 200 zuz. So like I said, I have a murder gates over here. I have an eight, she can get 50 zuz. Let us stop. Taisus answers, that means he's the same chevraman like she is. That means he, for all practical purposes, he's not interested that let the nizik not get paid up now. The while we're coming with a beautiful taina of Ainli, we don't have any money to pay up. You have to understand this. And so Besen comes up with a bright idea that I have money, sell the ksubit to the husband. Husband is not interested in buying the ksubet, so then we don't have, there's no interested koine to buy the ksubet. Right? So we're back again to the taina, there's no money with which to pay up for the chabolah. Inami, this is a second teret, amuk milov is samach kemeh, we said this is going according to Rameya. Dama'os alisha isim ishtai b'lai ksubet, it's going according to Rameya. According to Rameya, you can't do such a dreidel. Aisha can't go over to husband and sell him the ksube for 50 zuz, because then he bought the ksube already, he gives her a get by the drop of a pin already. He doesn't have to pay her any money. He gave her 50 zuz. Now, if he gives her a get, he doesn't owe her a penny. So according to Rameya, this is no way, so you can't do this. Now, let's just give a little bit, this goes in the sugi and ksubis, which that's was not negated to us. V'im taima, let's jump down the next v'im taima. Bakati heichil timcha. You're saying she'll be moichel the ksubis. We say, let her sell it to a lekeya. She'll get money from the lekeya, and with this money, she'll pay the nechbal. So Ma says, nah, if she sells that to Lekeach, you're forcing her to sell, she'll be Meichel the husband. So Taisa says, how could she be Meichel? Or Makmina lo ke Rameya. We just said it's going according to Rameya. But Ma also, Lisha is a Mishtai b'lei Ksube. So, she's gonna be Meichel the husband and that, but she just lost her husband now. She's not allowed to be together with her husband. There's no Ksube. V'yeshleima, so Taisi says, oh, that's no problem. La'acha shetimchel yachse v'yichtev lo ksube. This ksube that she sold, she'll be moichelim, she'll show best, and you won't force me to do anything. So here, the lekeach gave $50 down the drain. Now, her rabbi told her, but to listen to you without, no problem. Husband write a nuksube. Husband write a nuksube, and that'll be some email, and now he wrote a nuksube for her. So Mamela, their marriage can continue ad Mayav Esrin, the Lakeya, but you didn't squeeze out a penny out of her because she'll be Michael's husband on the Ksuba, you force her to sell. For Aydish Laima, the Filu im Timsa Laima, She'eini Yechayla Limchel Ba'ida Tachtov, she can't be Michael Ba'ida Tachtov because also Leah is b'lei ksube, akata yase knunye, she still is v'yigarshena. You know what she'll do? Fine. She's going to show Bezin. You won't force me anything. She's going to go and she's going to go and sell. You force me to sell ksube. Fine, I'm selling the ksube. right? Then he's going to go. So now they have a problem. It's also leashes like suba. No problem. We'll give her a get. Right? We'll give her a get. After he gives her a get, so now the lekeach is mamish bolei simcha. He gave 50 zuz on the tzad sofik. Maybe he'll give her a get. Baruch Hashem, Ratzon Yirei of Yasa. The next day he gave her a get. He had to give her a get because it's also leashes bolei suba. So the lekeach is mamish bolei simcha. So before he comes to knock on the door to mend the 200 zuz, she goes to him, I'm meichel yudik suba. So mamela is so finished. V'tim chaloi, now she'll be meichel. Now she's zichik can be meichel yudik suba. She's gigan already. V'acha kach yachzireno. And then, she'll get remarried. That means, we'll have a mohuda tekisha. She'll tell me, you can't be married without a ksuba. We'll give her get. She'll be meichel yudik ksuba. And then they'll get married again. Lekeach loses his 50 zuz. So Mamela, don't start up with her. Vim taima, faktaisvis, abakivin the osye ke Rameya. If it's going according to Rameya, that Rameya holds, according to Rameya, we said that osalishis mishabalek sube, the doin dini de gami. So he won't be able to be meichel. Why? That means she sold the ksuba to the lekuches, and now she'll be meichel. Fine. That's why it's kahalten. The mechila helps. He doesn't have to pay the lekuch, but she was a mazik to the lekuches. Through her mechila. And if you're doing dina digami, she'll have to pay the lekuches 200 zuz. She was goyim that he can't get 200 zuz. And the Mleoraim says, it's speaking about according to the second teretz of Toisvis. The second teretz of Toisvis, we're speaking about, he gave her a get. And then she was, so now when he gave her a get, he's zich also 200 zuz. And she's Meichel her husband. She's Meichel, her husband. So Memela, she was now Mapsi de Lekech, 200 zuz. So she'll have to pay him 200 zuz. So, Umiyu Motza Lameina, the Velochi Leitocha Shvetimcha. No, she is going to be Meichel, her husband. But the Mechila, so, Kiva Bahashtalas Lomidil Shlumin. She doesn't have any money. When she was married, she didn't have any money. When she got, she also doesn't have any money. She sold the ksuba. So she doesn't have any money. So now you wanted to force her to pay. She'll show you. She won't. You won't be matzliya. She'll be meichel her husband the ksuba. Good. Now she owes him. Before I owed 50 zuz to the nechbal. And you said, no, we're going to make you pay the 50 zuz. We'll see who's going to make who pay. So you forced me to sell the ksuba for 50 zuz. You paid the nechbal. So now my husband and now I can't be with my husband together because I'm going to be meichel the ksuba. He'll give me a get. I'll be meichel in the ksuba. Now I owe the lekeach 200 zuz. Fine. He'll get paid when we'll get money. We'll pay him, and she'll still do it. Kivin da hashto. Less lo midi l'shlumi. I forgot if she's talking to Tzach l'shalom Yosef. Mikom v'alkev, she's going to do it. Choshev le'atruche beidina b'chdi, kivin de soif hashta miyel and m'shalom midi. Now she's not paying anything. Olamai de rogil rabbeinu tam l'forish te'en chayovim ben chayevis l'shalom afil ramei olamash kiblo. The rabbeinu tam holds according to ramei, you don't have to pay the lekech the 200 zuz. You don't have to pay him the money that he gave to purchase the ksuba, only 50 zuz. Hasi shapetvei, some amela, so she's not losing samazay too much money. She's only losing the 50 zuz. Vein laharich kan bedovozeh.